The Book of Joshua, Chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jabin king of Hazor heard of it, that he sent to Jobab king of Meron, and to the king of Shimon, and to the king of Itshaph, and to the kings who were on the north, in the hill country, and in the Arabah south of Chinneroth, and in the lowland, and in the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the hill country, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, many people, even as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And all these kings met together, and they came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. And Yahweh said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver them up all slain before Israel. You will hock their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and fell on them. And Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them, and chased them to great Sidon, and to Misrephoth-maim, and to the valley of Mizpeh eastward. And they struck them, until they left them none remaining. And Joshua did to them as Yahweh bade him. He hocked their horses and burned their chariots with fire. And Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor and struck its king with the sword. For Hazor formerly was the head of all those kingdoms. And they struck all the souls who were in it with the edge of the sword, completely destroying them. There was none left that breathed, and he burned Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, Joshua took, and he struck them with the edge of the sword and completely destroyed them, as Moses the slave of Yahweh commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only, that Joshua burned. And all the spoil of these cities, and the cattle, the sons of Israel took for a prey to themselves. But all of man they struck with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither had they left any that breathed. As Yahweh commanded Moses his slave, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country and all the south, and all the land of Goshen and the lowland and the Arabah and the hill country of Israel and the lowland of the same, from Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. And all their kings he took and struck them and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the sons of Israel, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Jibon. They took all in battle. For it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts to come against Israel in battle, that he might completely destroy them, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Joshua came at that time and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua completely destroyed them with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the sons of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that Yahweh spoke to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land had rest from war.